margins, sometimes with black, white, and blurry.
He's also informed by the need to save costs and reduce legislative time.
Then there are the actors right at the center, coming through political processes, which could be dramatic.
To the extent of this man, if Parliament does not raise this money,
and controversial.
If driving through the roads is engaging the macabre, compatibility is that of government.
And there's you to help connect the dots from the top to the bottom. Join Rotimi Sankore and Arogo Obu at the Public Square every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Public Square.
And this is the Public Square, just as it says. And Ayobi is in, host of Ideas. And she's just walked in and she's opening the square for us. And she has a fantastic guest. And we're going to start the discussion straight away. Ayo, great to have you join us in the square.
Good afternoon, Ago, and good afternoon to all the listeners on their drive time. I hope they're not trapped in this traffic.
Some people were smart. They decided to stay back. Watch proceedings from a distance.
Yes.
So we have NOB already. She's in the square, and Ayo has NOB is a convener of the Situation Room, and she has joined in. Great to have you, NOB, also join the conversation.
Thank you very much for having me.
And thanks so much for joining us. And you know, I noticed that we're also relieved that the National Assembly is said to have done its own part and sent the revised Electoral Act Amendment Bill to the President for his signature. But you guys in the Situation Room, you barely gave the letter time to drop through the mailbox before you were saying that the President has to be quick and sign it. What's the reason for your concern and for your speaking out so early? Why did you think you had to tell him so early that he should get on and sign the bill?
Yeah, the reason why we're making a call for him to immediately sign is that, again, we have come back. You know, the President rejected this bill in 2018. He rejected it for you know, three times, and it ended up becoming too late for it to be, you know, to be signed, for them to use it for INEC to utilize that for 2019 election. It's a countdown. It's a matter of days, and it will become too late again. So are we going to skip play that? He was on the national television, and he said the direct primaries, if there are no options, you know, the options of consensus and also indirect primaries, mm-hmm. if they were not there, you know, he wasn't going to, he feels there should be those options. And so those were the basis for him to reject it. And so it's gone off. Now, you know, the National Assembly quickly, which I commend them for, came back from holiday and immediately went into passing the bill differently, but it went quickly to harmonize. And it has gone to the President. So what he needs to do is now assent. You said this is what you need to do, and now it's been given to you. So we are looking forward to him assenting to it quickly so that INEC can release their guidelines for both the obstacle election and also the 2023 election, because the deadline is 12 months to the a very first election that you have to, you know, go ahead and assent on to be useful.
But and you remember that before the bill was looked at again by the National Assembly, some of your colleagues in the Situation Room had come out to say that there were errors and mistakes in the harmonized bill, and now we're told that the Attorney General has received the harmonized bill and is looking through it. Don't you think that your comments might be rather directed towards pressing the Attorney General to get his finger up, because he's really quite notorious for taking his time overdoing things, and yet he does have to go through it if these errors and anomalies are not to find their way into final legislation?
I think our own line of direction is that the bill was sent to the president.
Mm-hmm.
So having his staff to go through it does not mean that we now have to direct an advocacy. It's a staff that should ensure thoroughness in terms of what the president brings out. And so we are not directing our accountability or our demand is to the president of the country, who is the one charged with assenting to the bill. They can't even tell us that there are tactics or certain things that he is now looking through again, because if you remember, the appropriation bill had a lot of flaws, but the president went on and assented to it. The petroleum bill had issues. He went on and assented to it. Within 24 hours, he brought it back to the National Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the electoral bill treated differently? And that is our question. Is that a game? Are we playing games, using politics to play games with the lives of Nigerians? Because those taking decisions, it's very critical for life, for saving so many lives, either in the poverty sector or in the education sector or even, in hospitals. So decisions that has to do with issues of election, credibility.
So you think that if the credibility
of the human beings is very, very important.
So you think that if there is any work to be done, whether it's by the Attorney General or anybody else, that is the president on whose desk the buck stops, and that he needs to do what is necessary to make sure that the people working for him do whatever work they want to do and do it quickly so that he can sign.
If they haven't done it already, then there is a failure.
Mm-hmm.
From all those advisors or the technical crew that we're talking about, because the errors, like you asked earlier, errors that were noticed. When the bill comes back, then people will start going through and all what. That error is not responsible for his rejecting it, because there is when a bill is assented to, it becomes an act. When it's going to be gazetted, there are technical staff, English, the technical
yes.
people who go through it page by page and line by line. So those ones would have taken care of all the errors.
Okay.
It's when the errors, when they came back, we say, okay, while it's back and you're trying to take it back, you can look at it.
Okay. So now you mentioned that, because we did hear that INEC said that, look, they're waiting for the act to be, or for the bill to be enacted before they release their timetable or their schedule for the elections. And can you tell us, what is the latest time by which that has to be done?
February, we're counting in the matter of maybe about 2 weeks and all of that, and it's all over.
We're expecting to have less than three weeks, okay.
And they cannot run that election on the date that is supposed to be, the first election. And so INEC can only release it when we have the go-ahead. And I think our leaders should look at issues of posterity.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guideline is holding the hands of INEC, because there is no approval of going ahead and giving them the funds that they are needed to prepare their home. When the bill got to back to the president, he said he was going to contact INEC. All these consultations were done.
He made all those consultations. Yes.
Before the bill was passed.
But even the president made such consultations. But even before we talk about the 2023 general elections, we have these off-cycle gubernatorial elections coming up in Osun State and Ekiti State. And we have every now and then by-elections. Does the Electoral Act come in at any point, or is it that once the process of those elections has started, then the Electoral Act has nothing to do with them?
The advantage of signing it up now is for the use of the, is for further elections. But what is the advantage? You can see from Anambra State, from Anambra governorship election, that showed you the kind of the beavers, the introduction of the biometric, you know, system, mm-hmm. is an improvement on the last election, and you can see now the Electoral Act will give them full rights to also not only for verification but transmission of results. As it is right now, they can only verify people, you know, they can verify, you know, electronically, but they cannot transmit the results, though the results.
Well, they've been transmitting the results direct to INEC from polling stations. What their problem has been is that if the matter goes to litigation, I understand that the courts...
Sorry?
My understanding is that if they have been transmitting the result, the polling stations, but that if it goes to litigation, that those transmitted results cannot be used in evidence in an election petition. So that this act is going to make that to give that legal backing to the admission.
How do you give the okay for people in this high tech age in a country that is talking about digital economy? And so if you give the go ahead, you can verify people, but you cannot transmit the result. You know, what kind of thing is that?
No, you can transmit it, but you can't use it in evidence, I think is the... You can transmit it, as they have been doing, but you can't use it in evidence.
The results are transmitted immediately,
yes,
but they cannot count it as a result that has been transmitted. In Anambra election, I can tell you that before midnight, out of the 5,000, more than 5,000 results that we're having, we had more than 4,900 results already.
And that's what we want to see coming up in future elections once this legislation is passed into law.
I didn't get that question.
I said that's what we want to see once this act or this bill is passed into law.
Exactly.
Okay.
Our elections more credible, to cut off all this smashing of ballot boxes, to cut off also issues of, corruption, which is huge in elections. At least it will be a progress for our democracy. We need to progress.
Now,
and this will lead to a lot of progress.
Now, we can see that in this regard to this bill, is as though the Independent National Electoral Commission is actually ahead of the legislature and the executive when it comes to actually coming up with the innovations, the reforms, and the procedures that will indeed make our elections better and more transparent and really enhance their integrity. But another thing that the Situation Group mentioned in its recent press release was the concern about the issue of the appointment of national commissioners and resident electoral commissioners, and you referred to item F in paragraph 14 of the third schedule of the 1990 constitution, which provided that these people should be non-partisan and of unquestionable integrity in the case of national commissioners, and in the case of resident electoral commissioners they should be of unquestionable integrity, and they must not be a member of any political party. Well, it's your guess is as good as mine as to whether that is non-partisan or not. But why? How many of these positions are vacant, and why is it a concern for the Situation Room? Is it that you're concerned about keeping people in place, or is it that you are worried about the kind of people who may be nominated by the president to fill those vacancies?
Okay, thank you very much. Machines don't operate themselves. And so the humans that operate them without integrity and are stated, you know, by the Constitution, you know, it means you'll be defending the Constitution of Nigeria. Each and every of these, of the elected leaders, swore to the Constitution, elected or appointed, swore to defend and uphold the Constitution of Nigeria. So if you bring in somebody who is a card-carrying member to come and be an umpire, how are you going to rely on that person? How can Nigerians rely on that person? The Constitution is very, very clear. And we need to be careful that we do with the nominations that we bring. You don't politicize life. You don't politicize the defense of the Constitution. And so it's very, very important that we look at people who are unquestionable when you bring out a nominee and people are saying something, and you go ahead and you confirm that mm-hmm. that person, knowing that it's a card-carrying member. Because when we had the issue with Loretta Onochi, mm-hmm. you know, it looked like as if it was a personal fight. It wasn't a personal fight. She's mm-hmm. a woman, and she will be happy for another woman to be appointed. But when you're a card-carrying member, you can give that person, even minister, you can give any position at all, mm-hmm. but not as an umpire. It is important for us to look at who are those who are going to deliver the credible election. INEC has tried enough. They have tried so much in putting in the machines, which mm-hmm. are now going to be the Vivas, that are very excellent machines.
So your concern is that INEC has done reasonably well so far, could do more, of course everybody could always do more, but that you don't want to see a situation where anything might happen, that people would be able to point to any particular commissioner and say that this is why the independent electoral body is falling short.
Definitely, because if you are looking at the person who led the national commissioner that led that the Anambra State election, was a professor, Ibuano. And he was, you know, a very, very competent Nigerian. Mm-hmm. And we were willing, hoping, because he's also coming from the background of civil society, that he was courageous enough to organize that kind of election. He was not reappointed. He's been swept aside. How many will be swept aside when the rest mm-hmm. that are on now? Because if you remember,
how many vacancies are there?
There are those who are up for either re-election or be let go. There are about 25 of them.
Reappointment.
That will soon be swept. And so who are those that are coming in? Because the coming in of the president of the President Muhammadu Buhari was because a credible Nigerian who was nominated by Jonathan, you know, mm-hmm. President Goodluck Jonathan, who never knew Jega from Adam, brought him in because of One Nigeria, because he wanted a credible system. So we are watching, you know, the system now. We are watching Mr. President. We are watching all of those who are responsible.
And I guess that's why you say that this is also part of the legacy that he may want to leave, not just a credible election framework, but also credible people of integrity to run the election. I want to thank you very much, NLB, for joining us from the Situation Room. And there are always situations in that room, and we hope that you will continue to keep your eye on them. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Wish you the same.
All right, thank you very much, NLB. And Ayo, thank you very much also, too, and have a fantastic weekend.
I wish you
all right, so the square will continue. We're looking at education next, and we'll continue right after this break. Please stay with us on 99.3 Nigeria Info.